You're listening to View from the Couch, a podcast about TV, movies, DVD, and just about anything from parents with children. And now, your hosts, Kent and Michelle.
Hello there, and welcome to View from the Couch for Wednesday, October 5th. And how are you, my young friend?
You didn't say Jedi.
Oh, how are you, my young Jedi?
I'm great.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Unseasonably warm weather until today. No, yesterday, I guess.
Yeah.
It's been, all the weather people have been saying we've got kind of a delayed extended summer for some reason, global warming. All of a sudden it got cold. But it's supposed to be fairly warm still.
Yeah, and what's weird is that this isn't the first year. Like, it's the last few years it's been like this. Like, really warm until the end of October.
Which is, yeah, climate change, I guess.
Yeah, because we're certainly not getting it in the summer when we would prefer to have it.
I think I talked about this probably in a show about 2 years ago, maybe. But I remember hearing a local weather person who is quite accomplished meteorologist. He said he went to a conference that by, I'm not sure what the time frame was, but we're probably on the road to it. He said before terribly long in our future, we're going to be shoveling snow more into spring. Like, there'll be more snow into spring and possibly even early summer. And winter will be generally warmer and milder in places where it's been cold. So, there you have it.
Yeah, I mean, it's already happening.
It is. We've got a whole ton of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, so we better be fast.
Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving long weekend is coming up in Canada. So just
next
a quick
weekend. Yay. Yes,
just a quick shout out to you Canadian peeps. Enjoy your Thanksgiving long weekend. Hopefully you'll be having too much turkey and spending time with family. We will, so enjoy the long weekend. And our friends down south, you'll be getting it sooner than later. So when we're going, hey, it'd be great if we had a holiday, we haven't had one in ages, you get yours.
Yeah.
So congratulations on that. But yeah, everybody enjoy the Thanksgiving long weekend. I probably could have said that in the wrap-up of the show, but whatever.
Now it's out of the way.
It is. So let's talk a little bit. And let's talk post-reunion. Went to my 25th reunion on the other night, Saturday night.
Yep.
I went to the 20th. So I think going to the 25th was unnecessary.
Yeah.
And I had to learn that the hard way. Because a lot of my good friends from high school were at the 20th and we reconnected. And then none of them were at the 25th this past weekend. So
except one.
Yeah. And kind of, yeah, so overall kind of a waste of time, unfortunately, but had a great, you and I had some appies and had sat and chatted, and I kept saying, do we look like losers sitting together kind of on the edge of the crowd? But there were lots of folks that were really enthusiastically mingling, and it, as Michelle said, one of my good friends was there, and he made a really good...
Give him a shout-out.
Yeah, hey, Sean Rogers. Sean Rogers, hi. He made a really good point. He said, it seems like for some of these folks, probably the peak of their excitement and popularity and enthusiasm for life happened in high school. So they look fondly back on high school as the be-all and end-all of who they are. Well, and versus we were talking about the fact that at least for he and I, since high school, when we started our careers and we had children and we got married and all of that stuff, that's really what added value to our lives, not something that happened 25 years ago.
Yeah, I don't know. It could be that, but it also could be that they just hadn't been to a reunion yet. You guys didn't have a 10th reunion or a 15th or a 5th. So if anybody missed the 20th, then this would be the first time they'd seen any of those people in 25 years.
True.
So
the one thing that really surprised me is I saw these two girls that I remember hanging out a lot in high school. I remember seeing them together all the time. And the one came in after the first one had been there a while. And she saw her and it was like, hey, they got all excited and stuff. And I thought, well, if you were that close in high school and you're obviously excited to see each other, what happened in between?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that, because I've been thinking about a girl that I went to high school with.
Yeah.
And not just high school, because I grew up in a small town, so I was in the same school as her from grade 1 till grade 12.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen her once. Well, no, we were friends after for a while,
mm-hmm.
While we were both going to some secondary and working, and so, but I probably haven't seen her since I moved to Edmonton, so that's over 15 years now, 16, 17 years, something like that.
Wow.
So if I were to see her at the reunion, and we're friends on Facebook, but
it's not the same.
She never seems to be on there. Like, basically, she accepted my friend request, and that was it.
Disappeared.
So, yeah, sometimes you just, I mean, don't live in the same city, and even when you live in the same city, if your kids don't go to the same school, and you aren't in the same circles, you don't see them.
You end up being in a life bubble, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you've had kids.
Yep. Well, let's,
Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, let's move on. Over into Couch Entertainment News. Well, Couch Entertainment News will be somewhat short and somewhat sweet this time, but just a couple of things I wanted to share quickly. Arrested Development, speaking of reunions, is supposedly coming back, at least for one season. Creator Mitch Hurwitz announced just the other day that the show will be coming back to TV 5 years after it was canceled. Michelle and I were trying to talk about, trying to figure out when this has happened before. I don't think Aftermath counts, that short-lived series that brought those characters back together. And then any of the Gilligan's Island TV movies or anything like that.
Well, it is sort of the same idea.
Yeah, so the series has been gone. This is a huge series that has been much loved and developed a huge cult following and is still considered one of the funniest TV shows ever. I don't know if Modern Family has edged it out yet. Probably not, but
close.
We'll see, I guess. A slightly different crowd, but very similar style in a lot of ways. A mockumentary kind of approach.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a lot of improv. So Modern Family is probably filling a niche that Arrested Development left, because there's really no other show like it.
Yes.
Hurwitz said the show will do a limited season, which will show us what the characters have been up to since the show last aired, which will lead right into the planned movie. So,
nice little career revival for some of them who haven't been around much.
All of them have been doing some stuff here and there, I think. Especially Jason Bateman's been very busy. And, without getting into the whole rundown of the cast and who's been doing what, very involved. And they seem to be excited to come back. So that's great. So
can imagine they had a lot of fun.
Fans of Arrested Development rejoice. No official deal in place yet or any idea of dates or time frame on when this will happen. But especially with some of the actors are busy with other projects and other shows right now. So they'll probably have to do it over the summer, as I understand it. So there you go. And now, finally, Wedding Bells Have Rung for Gene Simmons and Shannon Tweed.
Yes.
Oh, finally, he made an honest woman of her.
Finally.
Finally married her up.
And if any of you have watched any of the Gene Simmons Family Jewels stuff, which we have a little bit in the past.
Yeah.
I think it was something she really... I can imagine that was a very happy day for her.
Yes.
Because I think she kind of always felt like...
That was incomplete.
Yeah, and it's a girl thing. Girls like to do weddings and...
Well, and if you know anything about Gene Simmons, he has always said, up and down and sideways, that he is happily unmarried, and he doesn't feel like a ring in a big ceremony is necessary. But I guess they actually finally did it, and they did have a ceremony, and I think there was about 400 guests, so...
Good for them.
The demon marries the model. There you go. Congratulations.
And it's really... I mean, they've been together...
A billion years, like
a
since
long
the 70s.
Time.
Yeah, long time.
And their kids are, you know, getting to be...
Adults.
Mid 20s or low 20s. So, yeah, it's kind of crazy. Anyways, it was time.
Yeah, so congratulations on that. And that's about it, I guess. One other thing probably is, unless you live under a rock, which some of us do, The Lion King was released on Blu-ray this week. So I'm sure that's going to do very well sales-wise. And, so that's another big one for Disney. The reviews that I've read of the Blu-ray are Very, very, very screamingly, enthusiastically positive. So run out and buy yourself a copy of that.
Cool.
So you run down the weekend box office.
Okay. Number one is Dolphin Tale, which kind of surprises me.
Yes.
It must be a good movie. I think we need to take the kids to that one.
Well, one of the things that I heard is that there wasn't much out.
Oh.
Nothing really.
But, I mean, for its third week out, to end up in first place.
Yeah.
Like, that's
no, second week. Second week.
Oh, second week. Yeah. Right. Sorry. Also in its second week, Moneyball in second place.
Yeah.
Lion King in 3D in third.
Still holding the top.
Courageous, which came out this weekend, in fourth place. 50-50 also came out this last weekend in fifth place. Dreamhouse in sixth place, also in its first week. Abduction is in its second week in seventh place. What's Your Number is in eighth place in its first week.
I would ask you, I'd ask you for yours, but it's the same as mine.
Killer Elite is in ninth place, and Contagion rounds out the top 10.
Oh, Contagion.
Fell from sixth place last week.
Still need to see that.
See, and that's in its fourth week out, so it's only been out 2 weeks more than the Winter's Tale Dolphin movie, and it's in 10th, and the Dolphin movie's in first.
Crazy.
I think that says something.
It does. You know what's really handy when you're doing this show? It turns out the iPad. Because instead of trying to do the crazy desktop PC navigate to websites, I have opened all the websites I want to look at right now. They're sitting in front of us on the iPad. We talk about what we want to talk about, and I close the window. Super easy, super fast. Upcoming movies for October. October 5th, which was is this week. Hell and Back Again. Don't know what that is. What else is of interest? October 7th, Real Steel opens. And I was actually thinking we could take the kids to that. That's Hugh Jackman and the little boy and the giant robots that fight. Looks pretty cool.
I'd rather see the dolphin one.
October 14th, Footloose, The Thing, Father of Invention, The Big Year, and Trespass are coming out. What's in the long range? Eh, we'll leave it at that for now. So that's some of the movies that are coming out in the next
little
while.
Oh, The Rum Diary. I'm interested in seeing that one.
What is that about? And why is the rum always gone?
I think it has either Brad Pitt or... What's his name in it?
Brad Pitt or that other guy? Wouldn't you like to be compared to Brad Pitt and not have someone remember your name?
Johnny Depp.
Oh.
One of the other of them is in it.
Oh, that other guy.
Yeah,
the Rum Diary. Interesting.
Anyway.
Okay, so as we promised last week and covered last week, we talked about some of the new fall shows. We will take the bullet for you so you don't have to and maybe save you some time. Why don't you tackle one of these?
Okay, well, we talked quite in detail about Pan Am when we were anticipating it coming on.
Yes.
So I think we just need to talk about what we thought of it.
Yeah, it's. I was really, really impressed. They've put a lot of effort into creating the world that the show takes place in.
The 60s.
Yeah, it's very, very believable, very engaging. I'm not sure how I feel about the spy espionage thread that goes through the show. That remains to be seen if that will be cool or not. The cast is great. Very enjoyable.
I think I'm willing...
You really liked it, actually, didn't you?
Did I? I don't know. Because now when I think back, I'm thinking, well, I don't know if I did. So I guess we need to watch another one.
Yeah, we'll probably do at least one more. So the show was given 67 out of 100 on Metacritic based on 18 reviews, generally favorable reviews. So not too bad. The Insider included Pan Am in its list of 10 best new fall shows. So check
it
out.
It's probably one to check out.
Yeah, if you're a fan of Christina Ricci or... Even if you're not. Well-crafted, well-written. It's enjoyable. Moving over into Terra Nova. Now, we won't talk too much about this series because, oh, darn it, you Friday filibuster guys. They talked about it in quite a bit of detail on their last show.
Well, and again, we did talk about it in anticipating it being on.
So,
what did you think of it?
Time travel dinosaurs family. It's good. It feels a bit like Swiss Family Robinson. It feels a little bit like...
Lost.
Yeah, there's a very much an undercurrent of us and them already.
Mm-hmm.
That was established in the 2-hour pilot.
And weird things drawn on stuff that are inexplicable, and so they may lose me very quickly.
Yeah. Michelle, as everyone probably knows, Michelle does not like the too much of the mythology kind of threads, the Black Oil from the X-Files, the others from Lost, yada, yada, yada.
I don't know why it's irritating.
Well, over to you.
All right. Broke Girls.
Two Broke Girls,
sorry.
CBS show.
We didn't even really talk about watching this. Kent just sort of threw it out there.
Well, I was looking online at some of the recommended recommended new series, and this was on one of the lists I saw, so I thought...
Which is weird, because I hadn't heard or seen of it anywhere in any of the upcoming new shows. But it was interesting. It wasn't horrible.
Yeah, it was really oversexed, and not in a nudge-nudge, wink-wink sort of way, but... like, graphic descriptions of bodily fluids. I'll just leave that alone. That's why that girl was so familiar. Kat Dennings, the main character, or who plays the main character in Two Broke Girls, she was in Thor. That's why she's so familiar. She's really good. She's sarcastic. She's funny. It's really enjoyable. But
and what is kind of, I guess, interesting, or makes the show kind of funny, is there's this tall, beautiful, blonde, skinny girl who has...
played by Beth Baer's character named Caroline Channing.
Yeah.
She's rich. She's like an heiress.
But has lost her fortune and is now sleeping on the subway and moving in to be the main girl's roommate. And they have this scheme now that they're going to... make money to form a venture.
Yeah, they want to open a bakery, open a cupcake shop, because Kat, the main character, she makes these amazing cupcakes, and so her friend immediately figures out they can make some money. So one of the cool things I found about it was they need to raise $250,000 to do this, open this shop. So it looks like at the end of every episode, they're going to do a little tally of how much money they raised in that episode towards their goal. So that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
So it shows how much they've earned towards their goal so far. It's been received as mediocre from the Washington Post. Boston Globe gave it a B+. They were impressed with the casting and production. The actresses, especially the Gwen Stefani-esque Dennings, that's funny, transcend their types, and the pop-savvy humor has spirit, thanks to Michael Patrick King from Sex and the City producer. So, fairly positive reviews from Entertainment Weekly, LA Times, Buffalo News. So, I don't know. Watched by 19.4 million viewers, the pilot, it was preceded by the pilot episode of Two and a Half Men. So it could be that people just hung around and watched it.
Well, that's probably a good time slot for it, then.
It is.
That may bode well.
Yeah, it will indeed. Okay, over to you again.
Prime Suspect. And I don't know if you were going to necessarily watch this. And I said, no, we should really watch this, because it's one of the more anticipated new shows of the year. And so I thought we should at least check it out. And I loved it.
You loved it? Really?
I loved it, yes.
Huh.
It's takes place in New York, and you right away said, do we need another police drama in New York? And I don't know, do we? But it's a lot more gritty and a lot more realistic, and it feels a lot more man on the street almost.
Yeah.
More of the camera shots seem to be, the New York, or the CSI style seems to be a lot of overhead shots.
Flashy and...
yeah, so it's very glitzy and glossy, and this is a lot more gritty from the street, and you see the cops gathering around, and I don't know, it just has a totally different feel, and I think Maria Bello did an amazing job. So
there's, I didn't say this when we were watching it, but almost right away it made me, it reminded me a bit of Hill Street Blues, because Hill Street Blues was very shot kind of guerrilla style, and like you said, very gritty. So it's got that same kind of vibe. Now, the one thing it doesn't have going for it is that it's a reimagining. There's one of your favorite words.
I know.
A British series from the 90s, same name. So Maria Bello plays the main character in this one, and premiered on NBC. It also has Aidan Quinn and Kirk Acevedo. Kirk Acevedo played one of the main cops in Fringe before his character was kind of bumped aside.
Yes.
So I don't know what else.
Oh, and Peter, what's his name? Garrity?
Peter Garrity. Peter Garrity?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So he plays her dad.
There's a lot of familiar character actors that you'll recognize if you watch it. The premiere was viewed by 6.05 million viewers, received general positive reviews from critics and viewers. 66 out of 100 based on 26 reviews on Metacritic, generally favorable. We'll have to see. What one reviewer said is, what makes Prime Suspect compelling enough to see where the show goes is its remarkable Maria Bello. She's good. Remarkable cast.
Mm-hmm.
Show's not actually bad at all. It's an enjoyable hour, but it's going to need a lot of work to avoid being lost in the shuffle amongst other established police shows. Yeah, there's a lot of cop drama on TV right now.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
But like I said, it has a totally different feel.
Yep.
And so I don't know. I really, really hope it lasts. And I haven't seen the British version. And the reimagining, when you're going from... To me, that's not as bad. It's not as bad taking something that is from a completely different pop culture. Because we don't get a lot. I mean, unless you go out of your way to look for British
or you
TV.
Have satellite. And
yeah. You know, it's not necessarily seen here or part of the psyche, if you will.
Yeah.
Whereas if you... Like a remake of Footloose, which... is already part of the American pop culture history. To yeah. remake that is a totally different thing. So to me, it doesn't make me as irritated.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'll remember that so I avoid irritating you in the future. we watched Ringer, premiered on the CW, of course, starring Sarah Michelle Gellar, who plays twin sisters Bridget and Siobhan. It's been picked up as a series, so that's kind of interesting. I don't want to give too much away. Bridget is kind of down on her luck and ends up being mistaken for her sister and kind of takes her place. Bridget is in trouble and she ends up taking her sister's place and everybody thinks she's her. So she essentially disappears into her sister's identity.
Right.
Pilot was met with mixed reviews, 59 out of 100 on Metacritic. People like the film noirness of the show, so it's very much like a crime drama. Hollywood Reporter concluded that it really doesn't have a lot of weight. I would have to agree with that. Sarah Michelle Gellar is great. There are some other great character actors in it. But I don't know. It's really hard to say.
It will lose me if it goes where...
Who is it? Her? No, it's not her.
Ooh. No, that and the teen angsty stuff.
Yeah.
Like, she's too old for that anyway, I hope.
Yeah.
But it almost started to go there, and it just about lost me. And then it flipped. There was a little surprise at the very end. So, I'm willing to give it another chance, but if it starts to go where Secret Circle is going, I'll be out.
I mentioned great character actors. Actually, above the level of character actors... I would say even above Sarah Michelle Gellar's level, not to insult her or anything, but Ian Gruffudd and Nestor Carbonell, fantastic actors. She's got a great supporting cast, so will it work? And I looked at you just after it started, and I've said this about a few of the new fall shows, great concept, but how do you carry it beyond one episode before it becomes Gilligan's Island? Will they get home? Oh, they're going to get... No, they're not getting home. Like, the same thing over and over and over. I don't know.
Yeah.
It works with a cop drama or a procedural drama because it's the crime of the week. And it's an encapsulated story that they can wrap up and work through and whatever.
Right.
But to do the same thing, oh, are they going to figure out it's not her? I don't care.
Right. And along those same lines is the other one that we watched called Revenge.
Yes.
Which is
I liked
similar...
it a whole lot more.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's a similar thing. Again, will they be able to take it beyond one show?
Yeah,
right?
And I said that too on that one, yeah.
But I think in a way it has set itself up to be able to continue because she's crossing faces off a picture.
Yes.
So each week will be a different face and maybe when she finishes the picture it's all over, I don't know.
So the concept, I won't go into too much detail, but a young girl named Emily Thorne, whose real name is Amanda Clark, she moves back to the Hamptons to take revenge on people who caused the death of her father and destroyed her family. So a little bit more... This is a lot more intentional. So she has premeditated what she's going to do and how she's going to do it. and you just watch her plan unfold, basically.
Yeah.
And it's diabolical.
Yeah. You know where I would put this? Hmm. I see The Secret Circle as a teen. It's going to catch the teen audience.
Yeah.
And I see Prime Suspect and some of those other more adult sort of dramas catching the older group. And I think this is going to fall right in the middle. This is like a mid-20s. Yeah. And probably based on the age of the characters involved, right?
Yeah.
Which only makes sense.
Generally positive reviews, 66 out of 100 on Metacritic. Hollywood Reporter said that it's intriguing, genuinely fun, stars Emily Van Camp and Madeline Stowe. So,
nice. And Madeline Stowe does a good job.
Yes, she's fantastic.
I mean, as always,
she's
right?
someone should drop a house on that character's sister. Or on her, actually. Emily Van Camp is fantastic in it. I really enjoy her performance. And she's a combination of, as Hollywood Reporter put it, a nice combo of sweet, sexy, and ice cold. So yeah. Very good. Pilot episode scored quite high, 10.2 million viewers, winning the 10 p.m. hour time slot against CSI, the original, and Law & Order SVU. Wow.
But you know what? You can't say anything for that when it's the premiere of it. Because
yeah,
people are going to check it out.
Interested, yeah.
But will you know what it will do in the long term is...
So it was picked up as a series, and it's going to air Wednesday nights beginning in the fall. So we're in the fall now, so Wednesday nights look for revenge. The show, not the dish that's best served cold, if I may use a Klingon proverb. So anything else for you? Look at that. We rushed through so much content, and we've still got time to burn. I was going to talk about Zookeeper, but I was going to talk about the kids about it. So we'll save that.
Mm-hmm.
So that has been your pre-Thanksgiving, Canadian Thanksgiving weekend view from the couch. Everybody,
Did we talk about Modern Family last week?
That it's a good show? What did you want to talk about?
No, we did. Never mind.
Okay. So everybody north of the border, enjoy your Thanksgiving long weekend, and don't drink and drive, eat too much turkey, and fall asleep on the floor with your pants unzipped, that kind of stuff. Our friends south of the border, look forward to Thanksgiving for yourselves, and have a good weekend, everybody, and we'll catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to View from the Couch, a DVD Verdict podcast. View from the Couch is available exclusively on DVDverdict.com. Watch for new episodes every week. Thanks for your continued support. Kent and Michelle appreciate it. Be sure to visit DVDverdict.com for the latest in DVD and theatrical release reviews, DVD release information, talent interviews, event coverage, and much, much more.